Classic
by Shiana.
Hi, it's Shiana. Welcome to Who You Calling Holistic. Welcome back. I hope all is well your way. We are still in the middle of eclipse season. If you are listening, I want to say live because I'm not live, but if you're listening when this comes out, we're still in the middle of eclipse season. And I'm surviving it. I hope everybody else is out there too, because, you know, like I mentioned last time, there's fuckery afoot, so hold tight, all right? Before we get into today's episode, this is recorded at GOT Sound Studios. Shout out to Neek. Make sure you are on my email list. I have some events coming up that are rolling out one by one, and you want to make those events. They're going to be amazing, I assure you. I also have courses and workshops I got going on. I am launching a course next month, well, in May, because again, it depends on when you're listening to this, but I'm launching a course in May to help those who are healers actually, you know, put their shit out there, all right? Because I recognized when I was on that journey myself, when I pivoted from being just a massage therapist in person, one-on-one sessions, I didn't really need a lot of the other things that you need to succeed in the online space. So I had to learn all of the things myself, which I had time, obviously. It was, you know, 2020. There was plenty of time to do it. But just when I thought, oh yeah, I got this, there was something else I had to learn. And then I was like, okay, I got this. Let me integrate that. And then there was something else I had to learn. So I was like, what the fuck, man? So I've basically created a program, a course, to walk you through all the things that you need to succeed and be visible in that online space and build your community. Because when I recognize what has shifted from 2020 to 2024 within my professional growth, you know, I'm proud of that. I'm all right. I'm all right with where I am with it. I mean, yes, I am all right with where I am. I'm okay and open to more, you know, aligned opportunities and such. But when I compare my start and like what's happening now and what's the momentum I got going on right now, I'm proud of that. So yay. But anyway, I'll have a link in the show notes if you are interested in at least getting more information and staying up to date with that program. If it sounds like something you're into, I'll have the link in the show notes for you to sign up. So you can at least, you know, you can get some information sent your way as I'm rolling things out. Because I'm going to also be having a free webinar to be determined. Because again, I don't know when you're listening to this. But again, sign up for those show notes updates and you'll hear all about it. So let's get into today's sesh. All right. So have you listened to Cowboy Carter yet? I was looking at myself to see if I was too bright in here. No such thing, right? Anyway, if you have not yet listened to Cowboy Carter, then you can check it out and let me know what you think. I'm just kidding. I don't really care what you think. But I was listening. I don't even think I've listened to the whole thing. I was listening to bits and pieces throughout the day, I guess on Friday, no, Thursday night, when I should have been in bed or something, just like as it had been released. So I, you know, pick and chose some of the songs I was going to listen to. I'm not, and I've said this before, I'm not like a country girl fan. I never have been. And I get this isn't a country album. It's a Beyonce album. So I get that. I support that. But I don't think that's going to be one in my rotation, personally speaking. However, I do very much love the overall aim here and the goal that was set for what is going on here. So what I recognize, though, with that album and the whole nudge about, you know, genres being basically racist, I guess, is they didn't say it, but they said it, you know, And because of that, I like that there's, you know, awareness being brought up around that. And I also love that she's giving other Black country artists some more visibility. She's definitely using her platform to bring more visibility to these people that are already out here doing that. So I commend that. Again, I'm not really, you know, it's not going to be my jam, but I support the memes. I've been watching, you know, people dancing to Riverdance, and I've been following some of the things, but like loosely for that, because what I am more interested in, actually I'll get around to that in a minute, but I do also love the Blackbird Story song. That the original was created by Paul McCartney after he saw the racial tension in the South, which, by the way, how do people know about all these things? You know, how does everybody know about the things that are being done on the things that haven't been released yet, or like as they're released? How do y'all get the information so fast to report on it, right? Like, I think I logged on to maybe TikTok, wherever, any social media that Friday afternoon, and I had already seen, you know, several think pieces on the origins of Blackbird and the meaning behind the art on all, like, how do y'all know all this so quick? You know, how have you formulated a whole think piece? Because like, I don't have the energy for that. I have the energy for that for this, right? But not think pieces on other people's, actually that's a lie, because look at what I'm talking about today. Smidgen of a lie. I feel like that's different. This is just what I've studied. I'll share. You'll see what I'm talking about in a minute. But anyway, so with that release, don't judge me for this, okay? Because I already said I was working on it, but I was curious, okay? And I just had a look. I just had a look for a little bit, and I'm not proud that I had a look, but I just want to share a little bit. I'm not going to share too much. I'm just going to share a little bit. So with all of that was going on, I was like, you know what? Let me look into this Sloane Bella chick, all right? Let me just see what she's got going on. Let me just see what she's talking about. And that was a mistake, or maybe, I don't know. I'm not really sure what to make of that. But if you're not familiar with Sloane Bella yet, Sloane Bella is a psychic, and she has some information that she's posted about Diddy, and then that stuff came true. So people were like, all right, now start paying attention. But then it got into this whole, like, I watched videos about some things. See, you see how in code I'm talking about this? Because I don't want to smoke with some of this. But I got into these spirals and rabbit holes of information around Sloane Bella's reports. And then there was another one that I got into, and it was like, is Sloane Bella a psychic or an agent? And then I was like, how the hell did I get into conspiracies about conspiracies? How does one end up in that space? I don't even know what that's called. And I was like, this is too deep for me. I need to get out. And that's my problem with TikTok. Like, the amount of crack sprinkled in to there, it's like, I want to be on there. I want to show the things. I want to do the things. But it's like, I get sucked in and I can't. And then you know the stuff that I talk about already. So you know what kind of algorithm I got going on. And I'm like, I can't be digging into this stuff too much, because I'm gonna lose myself in learning this stuff that's like, probably some of it might be true. I'm not knocking that. But like, also, is this necessary information for my brain right now? Like, I just feel like this could be utilized for some other things. So anyway, if you haven't gone down that rabbit hole yet, then, you know, I don't want to say I'm gonna encourage you to do it, but something to think about, right? I will say I loved on the album, Willie Nelson, who, you know, he's a supporter of the cannabis greenery products. He had an intro on there, and I was like, man, I wish I could play that on here for all the things, or play it just often enough for people to hear it, because this is me. This is me to a T. But he said on his intro for Smoke Hour 2, he said, if there's one thing you can take away from our set today, let it be this. Sometimes you don't know what you like until someone you trust turns you on to some real good shit.
That sounds like some shit Shiana says.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why I'm here. And I was like, man, those could have been my words, right? Because I just feel like those could have been my words. And I was having the ahas recently about just how ridiculous some of the things I talk about can be, or outrageous some of my thinking might be from time to time. And knowing that, some of it's like, all right, do I speak on this? Do I share? Because you already know what might come with that. But also, I have to recognize that sometimes I'm just a little more, maybe I'm a little more advanced in the knowing of something coming up. And I just gotta roll with that. So y'all can trust me on these things. I mean, I like to give disclaimers, you know, because I'm very much a do what works for you kind of person. I'm gonna share the things that work for me. But yeah, you do have to find those people that you trust to put you on to some good shit, because sometimes we get in these comfort zones and we're not gonna try them for ourselves. And then it takes a little nudge, like, you know, try that out. There's just certain things, like there's absolutely no way I'm doing certain things. It's like a hard no. But that came with, you know, probably some experience. Like oysters, for instance, I feel like people just assume I'm supposed to like oysters, or they just think, you know, she's definitely an oyster person, but I'm a texture person, right? So there's just certain things that are gonna be a hard no all the time. Oysters are up there. But anyway, so me and LaToya were discussing just different processes people have with content, with like, you know, why do you follow certain people on social media now, right? And we were having just this dialogue about the people that we're following now. I mean, there is some interest, of course, with things that they're creating, things that they're posting about. But I'm also very much invested now in like the process of the things that they're sharing. Or, you know, if I want to know more about blah, 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 like what is their process of getting that information to me, you know? So like I'm studying, I don't know, like the back end systems-y stuff of the things or something. Anyway, so my mind has been working in a different way in that aspect of the things. But I follow, you know, some different marketing pages and brand strategists, marketing strategists, social media I follow a lot of those pages, right? So not even a lot. I follow enough of quality pages in those regards. And I've just been getting like a different perspective on what these celebrities are doing, or not even celebrities, what these artists are doing with their rollouts of their work, right? So I had followed one that had mentioned why Beyonce's Renaissance tour was so successful. And she gave examples, for instance, like she really got the audience involved. You know, people felt like they were a part of it because people were dressing up. There was hype around, you know, this big event because it was more of an immersive experience, right? And I was like, okay, I can see that. So after learning that, it just made me start looking at some of the other artists' rollouts of the things that they're working on. And then it, you know, it also puts things into perspective, like, when you have this idea and you're like, I want to host this, or I want to have this event, you know, you can't just, unless you just got it like that, you know, because again, Beyonce released albums, surprise albums, and people went crazy about it, right? But we're not in that space, right? So there's people that have to plan things in advance. And even looking back at her other albums, other than the surprise one, you know, like there's been rollouts, there's been sprinkles of information or sprinkles of content or products, or, you know, there's been sprinkles of her presence throughout the mix before these things make their way to our inbox, right? So I was looking at, after I learned about that stuff, I was like, okay, so now I'm paying a different level of attention to that, right? And then I was like, okay, Beyonce had already mentioned, or she was already kind of in the public eye before she announced Cowboy Carter was coming out, right? She was already just kind of making sure she was visible. She had that visibility going, right? And now we're in April now, but that was released in March. But I just saw, you know, there was like at least 3 months of visibility. And then I was also like looking at these other artists releasing music, because I was like, okay, Cardi B has some music coming out and has had some music coming out. Like, I take it she's going to release an album this year. I don't know if that's been confirmed or not. And then Meg Thee Stallion has had music coming out, and there's been slow rollouts of stuff because she's going to have Hot Girl Summer Tour, right? That tracks. So I was like, okay, I see what they got going on. But Future, Metro Boomin, Kendrick Lamar, y'all should be ashamed of yourselves, and y'all could learn a lot from the ladies, because, see, now I feel bad, because they had that music come out the same time Big Sean released a song, and I still, don't tell anybody, I still haven't listened to that Big Sean song, because I forgot all about it, because everybody was talking about the other one. But I realized, like, even though these artists are big names, they have, you know, a lot of fans, they have a lot of visibility already, I see that they're working together in some capacity to make sure nobody is like stealing any light from anybody else, right? They're all making sure they get enough of the light when they need it, right? So Cardi and Meg have released music not at the same time as Beyonce, and vice versa. And I respect that. And I was like, okay, there's something to be learned there, you know, like, especially in whatever field you might be in, if you have similar offerings as other people in your area or your competition. You know, I'm funny about the word competition, but if you have similar offerings to other people, similar to what you got going on, you know, it's okay to collaborate or speak to these people to say, hey, I got this going on. Let me make sure I'm not like impeding on what you got going on, right? And I mean, it's an option. You don't have to. You could compete if you want to, but I'm here for the collaborations, because that's going to get us further than the competition, because that has like an asterisk with it, maybe, because I feel like I could say the only competition is me, but I feel like the other competition is really like, you know, the bigger names, like Big Pharma and stuff, you know, that kind of thing. So there's no competition when it comes to shining your light. Like, just collaborate and talk to the other people who, you know, got some light shining to do too, so that you're not stepping on any toes, or step on the toes if that's your intent. You know, I don't know your life, but that's the way I'm going to move with it. Cause I was like, I can respect that. But then I was also looking at this. So when I started my journey into learning brand things, marketing things, all the things I needed to learn to make myself heard and seen in the online space, I, you know, like I said, I've taken the branding classes, I've taken the marketing classes, I've done the workshops, I've done so many of those things, right? But a lot of them didn't really resonate with me in a lot of ways. And I was like, I get the information, but like some of it just didn't click the way I wanted it to. Not because I didn't understand it. It's just like, I get that, but that doesn't resonate with me, that kind of thing. And it's not even the teacher either. And I'll get to that in a minute. But what I did learn resonated with me because I started my human design journey really in 2019 is when I first picked up the book and started reading about it and went home like a mad person just reading and studying and taking notes, all the things. But 2020 is when I really, really started to take it more seriously. And that's when I started investing in courses. That's when I invested in astrology and human design courses. And that's when I really poured into that information and level of study in a different way. And in that studying is when I learned, this is why that other marketing stuff didn't land with me. So, all right, hear me out, okay? Follow me. So one thing that I learned in those studies, and this might not be the case for everybody, however, this is definitely the case for me. I work really, really well with the natural cycles of the world. We can say of the world. And knowing that about myself, this is why I track the moon cycles, or even when I'm not necessarily tracking them, I'm familiar enough with the energy that's happening at the time. Because I'm like, okay, you know, like yesterday, actually, it was like I needed to do everything. I had all the energy to get shit done. And then I was like, you know what? I bet the moon's in Capricorn. I bet it is. And it sure was. Like, it just, in combination with Aries, which is very fiery, it's like get shit done, it's action, it's very masculine energy, right? And you combine that with a Capricorn moon, which is the ambitious one, the go-getter, you know, like that's just a good combination if you need to get some shit done. So I was like, I already know that's what the fuck we got going on. And sure enough, it was. So back to my story. Told you I was gonna circle back. When I had the aha about this, it was sometime last year. And then I was like, you know, I need to take some notes on this and talk about it at some point. And then life happened and I didn't. So here we are. The reason the marketing things didn't stick with me was because I work well with the natural cycles, not necessarily. And now I have an understanding of I need to implement a mixture of both. So I need to implement, like, I was reading an ebook recently and the author mentioned something about it's cool to send emails around the 1st and the 15th because people can get paid around that. And I was like, that didn't even cross my mind at all. Like, at all. And maybe that's because that's not necessarily my target audience. But again, it's not my target audience. I don't know when my target audience gets paid, right? So that wasn't something I kept in mind. But knowing that I also work in these natural cycles, I was like, you know what? I bet there's other people that are out here working with the natural cycles of the world. Let me just look into this. So, all right. Beyonce's albums. You paying attention? So April 23, 2016 is when Lemonade dropped. And the moon, a full moon at that, the moon was in Scorpio. And a lot of people already know that Beyonce has a Scorpio moon. All right, you following? So I was like, okay, that tracks. But also the energy of a Scorpio moon can be not necessarily negative, but it's like kind of unleashing or unveiling. Let's use that word. Unveiling, you know, secrets or what was once hidden or taboo, that kind of thing, right? Pin that. We're going to come back around to that. So Scorpio full moon when Lemonade came out. Then 2018, June 16th, 2018. I had to put all these dates down because I was like, let me follow this. June 16th, 2018, there was a new moon in Cancer. All right. And that is when Everything Is Love was released. And when you think about the energy of Cancer, it's the nurturer, it's the mother of the zodiac, right? And then the fact it came out in a new moon. New moon is new beginnings. So like after I've just unleashed the atrocities that have taken place in this household, now onto new beginnings, new blessings, new intentions with this nurturing energy. All right, that's what you got going on. I follow. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
That sounds like some shit she honest says.
And then Homecoming came out April 17th, 2019. And that was a Virgo full moon. All right. You already know how well that did. And she's a Virgo. We all know she's a Virgo, right? So, and again, full moons for me, I feel like they are either kind of like the completion of something, not necessarily a time to be starting something new, but it's like either kind of like the ownership of something or you're doing away with something, but it's not, you know, like new moons are very much a new energy, a new fresh start kind of thing versus a full moon is either like the embodiment of what you're already working on or what you've been doing or like releasing for making to make way for the new stuff coming in. So that tracks. That is very aligned and on brand. And then Lion King came out in July 2019, and there was a full moon in Aquarius, okay? And Aquarius is very much the collective energy. It is very much like everybody is being heard. And that album, that album was very much a collective energy soundtrack, right? And obviously we all have nostalgia from Lion King things anyway. So I just feel like that tapped into that level of the things too. Renaissance came out in July 2022, July 29th. And that was a new moon in Leo. Come on now. You know my Leo moon understood that assignment. I see why that was released then. I get it. And it made sense because that's when I started paying attention, actually. When I remember I was even thinking, like, because I've mentioned this, like, when that album came out, I've never considered myself a Beehive member. But when I couldn't stop playing the song, that's when I was like, what witchcraft this song got in it? Because I've never had music do this to me like this unless maybe it had witchcraft in it that I wasn't unaware of. But when that happened, I was like, let me see when this was released. And then I was like, okay, all right, I see why I feel this way. Or I see why it supports in addition to whatever else is going on in that. But the energy around it, astrologically speaking, made sense. And then fast forward to where we are now, Cowboy Carter. And so that came out March 29th. And at first I was like, I think it was a week prior I thought it was coming out. And I was like, yeah, that makes sense. The moon is in Virgo. That would be very on brand. And then when I saw it was coming out the end of March, I was like, dang, what's happening the end of March? Look how out of touch I was that Easter weekend was happening. You see how I live my life. Again, that's why these other marketing things didn't necessarily resonate with me because I'm not all the way paying attention to those holidays these days. Like I pay attention to my friends and family members' birthdays, but we don't necessarily celebrate all of the holidays as a group, and neither do a lot of the friends that I have or the professionals I know. Some of them, but those aren't like at the tippy top of the radar, right? So that came out on Good Friday. Okay, again, I see what you're doing. But again, this is where we circle back. The moon was in Scorpio that day as well. And for somebody that has that natal placement, the same way Lemonade took off, like this is very aligned. This is very on brand. And I get it. And I understand it. So just in case that's not something you had paid attention to, I saw it. But I feel like a lot of the people that listen to this, they've paid attention to that too. Or maybe they saw like bits and pieces of it, but now you know. So then I was actually, so I don't even want to say surprised. At first I was like, would it be in between eclipse things, you know, which also makes sense, but it was not even just that. It was a really good time. I feel like for any music release, which, Doechii came out with an album too. Yeah, I need to listen to that. See, that's one of those, she should have talked to her people. Let's release on another date. I don't know why they did that to her, but I'm not her manager. I'm not her publicist or whatever. They need to talk, because why would you do that to her? Anyway, it was also the astrological new year. So I feel like, you know, if I was going to be putting out some sort of music, I would have done it around then too. So then I'm thinking, because I don't think Meg Thee Stallion has released an album date yet, but if my spidey senses are correct, then it would come out at the start of the summer, right? When is summer solstice? Whenever that is, I don't feel like looking at my phone because that's just going to be a thing. But summer solstice, I feel like that's when we're going to see either Cardi or Meg or both with some albums out, because I see what y'all doing. I like it. I do it too. All right. Well, wait, let me specify. Because if you go into those rabbit holes too that I went in on TikTok, I see what you're doing with the releases of your art. All right. Let me specify, because I don't know what they got going on in other things. But in that regard, I follow. I'm doing the same thing more often than not. So something to think about. Anyway, back to the eclipse. So a lot of people have been asking me what I'm doing for the eclipse. And I think, you know, they're like, oh, she's woo-woo. She does the spiritual things. Like, what she got planned for the eclipse? And I'm not doing things for the eclipse. In the past, and there could have been other things responsible for this. Maybe I was dehydrated. Maybe, I mean, there's so many other factors that could have been at play in these moments. However, the eclipse that we had in 2016, was that the year? 2016, 2017? The big one, you know which one I'm talking about. Also, you see why, like, having a solo podcast, I enjoy it, but the moments that I'm like, did I say that wrong? Which I've done. Thank you for your grace there. I'm like, did I say that wrong? Like, I'm not going to go back and delete it and redo it and, like, do a voiceover thing, but I don't have somebody next to me, like, correcting me, which also kind of thanks, I guess. But I wonder, when I have those moments, like, are you yelling in your headphones, or are you yelling at the phone to, like, fill me in on what the answer is? Let me know, because that's what I would be doing. Like, I know I couldn't think of Leave the World Behind when I talked in the last one, and I think I even said the wrong bridge. Again, I black out a lot of times whenever I come on here and record, but I was thinking earlier, I was like, I wonder if when I misspoke, they corrected me when they were listening to it. So if you did, thank you. You know what I was talking about, and this shit happens, but it's either, like, pause, go over it, edit it. I'm not doing that shit. I feel like I'm past that now. Like, unless I just say something absolutely fucking ridiculous that for sure needs to be taken out, then we're just rolling with it, because that's where I am in this growth stage now. So thank you for correcting me if you've done that. Anyway, the eclipse that happened, I believe that was 2016. I had a group of friends over. We watched it next to the river, very much like where I walk down near all the time now. And I collapsed that night. Again, I could have been dehydrated. There are several factors could have played a part, but I collapsed. I had a huge, like, gigantic bruise on the side of my thigh that took some time to go away because of whatever the fuck I hit it on the concrete outside. And then the eclipse that happened it was a solar eclipse that happened in the summer of 2020. I do believe it was 2020, because I remember I went to the beach with a couple girlfriends of mine and I collapsed that night. And there was like a lot going on anyway. There was summer solstice that day or the next, like it was a lot happening. And we were at the beach. So again, heat, maybe I was dehydrated. I don't all the way know. However, I do know that I have collapsed during two solar eclipses and I'm staying my ass the fucking side for the next ones. That's what I'm gonna do. What you wanna do with that is your own business. But I was talking to a friend earlier because she asked what I had going on for the eclipse. And it's on a Monday anyway, on a moon day. You know, those are my days to be by myself, to do me, to like, if I can do self-care things, like get a massage or have self-care scheduled things outside of my home, that's what I want to do on a Monday. But I'm going to be minding my own business anyway during that time. I'm not getting any of the glasses. I'm not getting, and like, do what you want to do, but that's what I'm going to do with it. But then I was even telling my friend, you know, eclipses, and again, this is one of those like, okay, also, just because they were believing in that, that doesn't mean, you'll see what I'm talking about. But eclipses were a lot of times associated with not a time to go and look, not a time to go and look at the sun for fun, right? It was, I mean, maybe that's a U.S. thing, which would also track, right? Because why do they want everybody looking at the sun during a solar eclipse? But conspiracies aside, the Greeks thought of eclipses as omens or warnings. And when I was like researching this, I laughed because I was like, why is everybody just making noise during the eclipse? So the Greeks would bang pots and pans for loud noises to, I guess, scare away the eclipse. The Hindu believe it's a demon Rahu swallowing the sun or the moon. The Chinese believe it's a celestial dragon. Again, they also want to use fireworks and loud noises to scare it away, which I really don't know that a loud noise is going to scare away a dragon if that happens, but you know, I'll bite. And then Native Americans, which this one, I was like, okay, like if they were doing it, well, I know they were skinning heads and stuff. So again, some of these, like, just because this culture was doing it doesn't mean they were doing all the things correctly. I get it. I wasn't there to speak on it, but it does make me wonder if they were doing it that way, why? You know, I got questions and I can't talk to anybody. Well, I could, but I'm not going to talk to anybody from that time. But Native Americans saw eclipses as potential danger or chaos, which that tracks. Does that not track what the fuck we got going on outside right now? I could see that, right? So the Native Americans did a lot of cleansing rituals during eclipses. And I was like, yes, I could see that being a thing too. And then Mayans, y'all remember when the world was ending December 2012, which by the way, what were you doing at that time anyway? Because I was like, okay, when the world was ending, 12/21/12, I had finished massage school in 2011, but I didn't start in a practice until 2012. It was like November 2012. So I was like, okay, I had really started my career outside of like the corporate world in 2012. So yeah, the world didn't necessarily end, but it was like the world as we knew it was ending or something. But anyway, Mayans believed that eclipses are significant events caused by supernatural beings, and they are also associated with rituals and sacrifices. And with, you know, all the conspiracies they already got about Hollywood and those TikTok rabbit holes you can go down if you want to, but I could see why eclipses have that kind of aura. I don't even want to use aura. I see why those rumors go around eclipse times, all right? I see why that happens, but I won't be outside. I'll be inside for that, for sure. But also this eclipse is bringing about just this awareness of, it's either kind of, I feel like it's closing up a time or just like maybe just bringing more awareness about what you've got in the works or circulating. So I remember seeing, you know, to think back what was happening 6 months ago when the first part of this eclipse started in October. And 6 months ago, I went to New York for that. There was a weekend in October that I went to New York. And I was like, okay, like it's not New York. I spoke to a friend the other day and she had just started a a position, like a temporary position, but she had just started in October, and they let her go. Yes, they let her go this week, and I was like, interesting, you know? Grand opening, grand closing. And I had my first Salt Cave event in October, and I remember when I was hosting that Salt Cave event, that's like I had entertained it. This is why I tell people, like, just start. Please just start. I had entertained having the Salt Cave event, but I hadn't picked out a date, but I had mentioned it to somebody, and then by the time I had mentioned it to her, she had already gotten, you know, a couple other people interested. So I was like, let me go ahead and make a link. So that's why my first Salt Cave event ended up sold out so quickly, because there was already a need for it. But now that the 6 months is coming around, I'm like, okay, so what does that look like? What did I learn, you know, 6 months ago with the start of the Salt Cave event? And what does that look like moving forward? So I do have, and this is why I said you got to join my email list, I do have some other events I'm working on. I'm doing a sound healing event at Fit Columbia, if you're local, which is a space that offers different personal training. They offer stretch sessions. They have a few different things. But anyway, they also have those aerial silks that you can use in yoga classes. You've probably seen people on Instagram posting pictures all the time with them. Anyway, so the plan is to have the clients or participants, I feel like participants is the appropriate word for this event, have the participants basically be in a cocoon of those aerial silks while I do the sound healing and Reiki. Doesn't that sound nice? Right? So that's what my 6 months of that Salt Cave event brought to my forefront, I guess. But also I was like looking at my pictures in October, again, trying to remember what was going on at the time. And I also saw LaToya, who I've mentioned on here. She's been on the podcast. She had just gotten her, I guess, like her first batch of, she was working on an Oracle deck. And she asked for people, she gave people a prompt, and she was asking people to contribute to that Oracle deck. And she kind of built it around a lot of her clients that she had already photographed. And I was like, this is nice. And I know she's got like a waiting list on that now. So I'll do my best to remember. I'm going to do it. I'll include the waiting list in my show notes too, if you're interested in that. But I saw that she had gotten her first, I guess her first draft of that batch in October. And we were just talking about her Oracle deck just last week. So I was like, okay, that's interesting to see, you know, these things that have been taking place. So just see what was happening 6 months ago. I'm not big on tarot cards, but I can get with like affirmation decks and Oracle decks. Those are like a different way of doing things. Like those resonate more than me pulling tarot cards. But my card is Have the Audacity. And I'm excited about that. But for that activity or event or whatever the word is for that, she basically gave a prompt, which was 5 words that you think every woman should hear. Because I had asked her what was the prompt that led to that? Because it was only 3 words on the card, right? And the 3 words were have the audacity. And then I was like, damn, I only gave you 3 words when you said 5? And she was like, it only needed 3. But then I guess she went back and we discovered the rest of it. And I was like, that sounds about right. But it was have audacity because these men got it.
That sounds like some shit Shiana says.
So yeah, look out for that Oracle deck. If that is something you're into, for sure, you need to get on that wait list because it's a beautiful deck. I'm in it. I'm proud of that. Because how many people can say that they're a part of an Oracle deck, that they're in somebody's divination deck, you know, like that's something to be proud of. So I'm looking forward to that coming out and just seeing like the things that have shifted in the 6 months, for sure has been, it's nothing like crazy, but it's just enough to be like, oh, okay. I see that. I see what's happening here. Anyway, I was going to speak on some spring cleaning things today too, but I just feel like this feels good. This feels sufficient. And I can speak about spring cleaning some other time because I feel like I need to, but it doesn't feel like it goes with today. This feels like enough. So again, make sure you are on that email list. Please reach out if you have any questions. If I can help you with anything, you know where to find me. And make sure you leave a review in your time, if you will, for me. Thank you. And of course, as always, remember to meditate and hydrate. Bye. Thanks for tuning in to Who You Callin' Holistic. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share. You can find me and all my services on shiana.com. That's Shianah.